Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant development, the Indian Air Force has taken a major step towards modernizing its maintenance systems with a focus on predictive technology, a move that could revolutionize the way India's largest fighter fleet is maintained. First, what makes this significant is that the Indian Air Force signed 3 indigenous contracts with IIT Bombay to deploy predictive, prognostic, and prescriptive maintenance systems for the Su-30 MKI fleet, which is India's largest fighter platform with over 260 aircraft. The systems use sensor data, AI/ML diagnostics, and analytics to estimate the remaining useful life of components and forecast failures before they occur, with the aim of cutting downtime and raising mission readiness. Building on this, the 3 contracts together transform aircraft maintenance from reactive, where you fix something when it's broken, and scheduled, where you fix things at fixed intervals, to condition-based, where you fix things when sensors indicate that maintenance is required. This is a significant shift in approach and could have major implications for the Indian Air Force's operational efficiency. What makes the Su-30 MKI fleet so critical is that it is the backbone of Indian air power, and maintenance efficiency directly translates into available combat strength. The Indian Air Force recognizes this and is taking steps to ensure that its fleet is always ready and able to perform at its best. Now, let us look at what predictive maintenance looks like in practice. The old model, known as time between overhaul, or TBO, involved sending engines for overhaul at fixed flight hour milestones, such as every 1,000 hours, and replacing components based on average expected life, rather than their actual condition. This often resulted in over-maintenance, where parts that still had life were replaced, and under-maintenance, where parts failed in service. In contrast, the new model, known as Condition-Based Maintenance Plus, or CBM Plus, uses aircraft sensors to continuously log data on vibration, temperature, oil debris, exhaust gas temperature, fuel flow, and hydraulic pressure. AI/ML algorithms then detect early degradation patterns before performance drift, and prognostic models predict the remaining useful life of components with confidence intervals. The prescriptive engine recommends specific actions, such as replacing a fuel pump within the next 80 hours. Crucially, the indigenous stack, with IIT Bombay playing a key role, is a major factor in this development. The bigger picture here is one of civil-military academic fusion, where India's defense academic partnerships are accelerating, leading to innovations like this predictive maintenance system. But why does this matter for India? Beyond the Su-30 MKI fleet, predictive maintenance has future applications for other Indian Air Force platforms, such as the HAL Tejas Mk-1A and Mk-2, which have embedded health monitoring systems built in, and the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft, which is being designed with CBM Plus from the start. It could also be applied to the C-130J Super Hercules, IL-76, and IL-78 transport fleet, as well as the Mi-17, Apache, and Chinook helicopter fleet, and even to naval platforms like the Rafale, MiG-29K, and Sea Harrier. It is worth pausing here to note that there are several watchpoints in this area, including cybersecurity, as flight data is sensitive and data pipeline security is critical. Skill development is also essential, as maintenance crews need data literacy training to work with these new systems. Algorithm trust is another issue, as humans must understand why the model recommends a particular action. Pilot acceptance is also crucial, as pilots must trust the prognostic recommendations. Finally, the spare parts ecosystem is critical, as predictive maintenance only works if spares are available on call. Now, let us turn to the way forward. The Indian Air Force plans to implement CBM Plus across all major platforms, with fleet-wide implementation. the Directorate General of Aeronautical Quality Assurance, or DAQA, will play a key role in setting standards for AI-driven maintenance certifications. HAL will also co-develop CBM Plus tools with IIT Bombay for indigenous platforms. Skill development will be another focus area, with the Indian Air Force Academy and ITI partnerships aimed at producing aero data engineers. International collaboration, including selective tech share with friendly nations, is also on the cards, with the Tejas and CBM Plus potentially being offered as a package. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers science and technology, security, and awareness in the fields of IT, computers, robotics, and AI. Analytical hooks for mains include the operational versus strategic implications of AI in defense, the institutional design of defense academic partnerships, and the role of Atmanirbhar Bharat in maintenance, repair, and overhaul, or MRO. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The contracts were signed on 27 May 2026 and announced on 29 May. There are three contracts covering predictive, prognostic, and prescriptive maintenance. The aircraft in question is the Sukhoi Su-30 MKI, which is the Indian Air Force's largest fighter type, with over 260 in service. The first Su-30 MKI was inducted on 27 September 2002. The manufacturer is Sukhoi, with licensed production by HAL in Nashik. The engines are AL-31FP with thrust vectoring. The Indian partner is IIT Bombay, with Director Shirish B. Kedare. The IAF lead is Air Marshal K.A. Sanjeev, Director General of Aircraft. CBM Plus stands for Condition-Based Maintenance Plus, which is a sensor-driven system. The IDEX was launched in April 2018 for the defense startup ecosystem. The IAF's authorized squadron strength is 42, although the actual strength is around 31. The indigenous content is 100%. In conclusion, the Indian Air Force's adoption of predictive maintenance technology marks a significant step forward in its efforts to modernize and enhance its operational efficiency, and this development has important implications for India's strategic position and its ability to maintain a strong and effective Air Force.